An advertising firm in London thinks they can save one species from their suffering. That species is the student in debt. The solution is to use their noggin, the student's noggin, that is, and just the forehead part. What they're talking about here is advertising logos for a fee on their foreheads. The Human Billboard is the idea of Cunning Stunts Communications, a small creative marketing agency in London that is known for its guerrilla advertising. Janine Abrahams is the strategic director for Cunning Stunts Communications and joins us from her home in London. Thank you for staying up late and joining us today.
No, it's a pleasure. Very pleased to be with you.
Well, tell us about this idea of the forehead billboard.
Well, what's happened over in the UK is that students are finding it increasingly difficult to pay off their debts once they leave college, because obviously being a student means that you're having a good time and spending money. So the average student can have debts of about £21,000 when they leave, which is an awful lot of money. And we were ruminating over this in the office the other day and decided that there was one way in which we could perhaps help them alleviate that debt, and that was by offering the opportunity for client companies to use their foreheads, the students' foreheads, as an advertising medium.
Have you had any takers?
Well, it's received most extraordinary response. I mean, it's overwhelmed us all. We never expected it to be this valuable or causing so much interest. So, yeah, lots of students have called us and obviously clients as well. So that's been quite gratifying.
So now you're matching up students and advertisers? And
well, we'll get to that point. I mean, I should say that we're not tattooing students' foreheads, but we're not asking them to run around with indelible brand names on their foreheads forever and ever. It's a transfer, it's a sort of henna-based transfer product. So the actual logo or strap line will only feature there for a limited amount of time. But as I say, I suppose because in a sense it's highlighting a social issue, which is, you know, of paramount importance, or one of the issues of paramount importance in this country right now, that perhaps it's gained such a momentum.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would this work? You're saying these are henna transfers. Would it be just the one color, that rather maroonish color, that would be on their foreheads?
Yes, that's right. It would be a maroonish color. It would be displayed in the center of the forehead, and it could either be a strap line, as I said, or a logo. And the students would be asked to display the ad for a minimum of 3 hours a day. So we don't want them sitting around in bars or wherever with their friends. We want them out and about in highly visible locations. And they have to provide photographic evidence that they are out and about. So they have to give us a photo showing them in situ, as it were.
So it doesn't count to sit in a bar and advertise a particular brand of beer or ale?
Yes, that would work. I mean, obviously, all these synergies, I mean, we can have a lot of fun thinking about how these synergies would work. But, you know, sitting in a library, for instance, wouldn't necessarily be much use to the advertiser in question, whereas walking around more, making yourself mobile and visible, would. So it's like a walking billboard, I suppose.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Plain as the forehead on your face, I guess. Now, could this have a backlash, too, could it not? I mean, if you choose the wrong type of face or forehead?
Well, I think a forehead is a forehead, and you know, I think that those kind of criteria won't necessarily count in what we're doing. I think what's important is that, you know, students are up for it. They see this as a relatively easy way of earning money to pay off debt, and as a way of having a bit of fun, I suppose, as well. I mean, the key thing is really that, you know, the message is right, and that we're getting brands, our clients' brands, talked about in an interesting way. I mean, is there anything that's unique in media, anything that hasn't been done before, tends to generate a certain amount of talkability, if you like. Mm-hmm. And we, as a company, believe hugely in the value of word of mouth as a really motivating factor in brand purchase. So this clearly is one of those innovative ideas.
Yeah, and indeed we are talking about this today. How much would you be paying them to put these adverts on their heads, on their foreheads?
Calculator. I was trying to turn it into dollars, so it has some meaning. I think it would work out at just under $144 per week, which isn't bad.
For three hours a day?
3 hours a day, exactly, to be out and about. And I think, you know, many students are happy because it's relatively easy money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's just under about $9 an hour or so to
right,
do
yes.
that. Okay. You can't be shy, I suppose.
I suspect it would be better if you weren't, if you were quite happy about showing, getting your face around. I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, listen, people wear brands all the time. They wear brand logos on their T-shirts. They carry bags. They drive cars. All of these are brands. And I suspect that this is just taking that idea a bit further, if you like. Mm-hmm. And as I say, will cause a huge amount of interest, I think, certainly initially, and will become perhaps a quite regular advertising medium of the future.
Mm-hmm. And very briefly, in the few seconds we have left, what about critics who would say this is marketing capitalism gone just a step too far?
Yes. Well, I think that the important thing to hear is that nobody's forcing students to do this. I mean, this is an option for them. It's one way of clearing a debt. And I think, advertising basically has to work by having a dialogue and being accepted by consumers. If we get it wrong, then the consumer will simply walk away. Well, and I think clients and agents are very aware.
Well, Janine Abrahams, thank you. Janine Abrahams, thank you so much. Janine Abrahams, Strategic Director for Cunning Stunts Communications in London. In Washington, I'm Melinda Pencava, NPR News.